M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. President Biden is addressing Canada's parliament.
Americans and Canadians are two people, two countries, in my view, sharing one heart. It's a personal connection. No two nations on earth are bound by such close ties, friendship, family, commerce, and culture.
Through an interpreter, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada supports the American effort to help Ukraine.
Today, Mr. President, together, we reiterate that message for President Zelensky and all Ukrainians. We remain at your side.
Officials say at least 14 people have been killed as the U.S. retaliates for attacks on Americans in Syria. They include a drone strike that killed a U.S. contractor. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
American officials say the Syrian groups that carried out the attack were affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and the drone used in the attack was made in Iran.
We certainly don't seek a war or a conflict with Iran. That's not the goal. We're there to go after ISIS, but we have to do what we have to do to protect our people and our facilities, and that's the decision-making that the president made last night.
The U.S. Central Command, which oversees military operations in the area, said, "We are postured for scalable options in the face of any additional Iranian attacks."
After a pair of train derailments in Ohio, including one involving toxic chemicals, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown has introduced a railway safety bill that he says would put safety before profits. It's back to school in Los Angeles after a three-day employee strike, KNX reporter John Baird.
With the walkout over, some 400,000 LA school kids were able to return to their classrooms, and the employees were back on the job with another bargaining session scheduled today. Blanca Gallegos is a spokesperson for the union.
We remain hopeful with negotiations ongoing that we will reach an agreement.
One mom dropping off her child at a Westside elementary school says the situation is tentative, and that makes the child care situation really tough.
A wet winter means an end to some water restrictions in California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement.
We've been waiting for this moment for some time.
Dozens of water restrictions in place since 2021 are now being eased, all the result of record rainfall in the Golden State the past few months. Newsom, however, stopped short of saying the crisis is over.
Conditions have radically changed throughout the state, but not enough to call for the end of the drought.
And in some areas, restrictions will remain. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Dow is up 69, the NASDAQ down 6. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnair. Here's what you need to know. For the first time in 45 years, there won't be a Briggs & Al's Run & Walk in downtown Milwaukee. The event dates back to legendary Marquette University basketball coach Al McGuire. The Children's Wisconsin Foundation is looking for feedback on how to create new and more inclusive events that could replace the run down the road. Participation has been on the decline in recent years. In 2019, there were 10,000 participants. Last year, after being canceled for 2 years because of the pandemic, participation down 8,000. Over its 45-year run, the event has raised $22 million. A cyber attack launched this week against the Wisconsin court system's computer network. Court officials say users may have experienced spotty service or slower than normal response times. If you're having difficulties filing documents electronically, contact the clerk of court in your respective county. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start again with the most important race facing Wisconsin right now, April 4th. Janet Protasiewicz against Daniel Kelly. There's been a development. You know, Kelly hasn't exactly tried to disguise himself or his extremism. We talked yesterday about the fact that he appeared at an event and spoke right after he appeared remotely at an event, spoke right after this Reverend Trehella, who had advocated the murder of abortion doctors. This is the guy who, when David Gunn, was assassinated, was shot some time ago, this fellow had said it was, quote, justifiable homicide. And he spoke, and right after he spoke, Daniel Kelly spoke. He knew what he was doing. He knew who was going to speak there. He knew who this guy was. He knew. You know, it's one thing to have a pro-choice or a pro-life position. It's quite another thing to advocate murder. He had no business being at that thing, even remotely. He had no business speaking right after this other fellow. Well, there's a new development. There is a conservative activist named Scott Pressler. I don't know if you've heard of him or not. Scott Pressler is a Virginia native. Scott Pressler was at the January 6th insurrection. And he described it as, quote, the largest civil right protest in American history, end quote. This is one where about five people got killed. Several cops committed suicide. Officer Fanon was almost kicked to death. One cop had his head crushed in a door. They were beaten with clubs. They were beaten with they were homemade spears, and they were beaten with the handles. And this clown says it's the largest civil rights protest in American history. Why do I mention him? I mention him because he's been going around the state campaigning for Daniel Kelly in these last 10 days of the race. Kelly posted a video on Wednesday of him with this character, with this conservative activist, Scott Pressler. Now, when he was confronted with that, Daniel Kelly said, I'm not bothered at all by the association with Scott Pressler. Let me tell you something. It's one thing to run for the Supreme Court as a conservative. Okay, a number of people have done it. One of the greatest Supreme Courts Wisconsin ever had was in the late 60s, early 70s, in that time period. And actually the middle 60s, when Tom Fairchild was on it, Judge Thomas Fairchild, who was appointed then by Lyndon Johnson and went on to be in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And I was privileged to be his law clerk for a little over a year. Learned a lot from him. He's a wonderful man. Well, that court had liberals on it and had conservatives on it, but these were people of stature. These were people who had integrity. But it's quite another thing to run as a alleged conservative. There's nothing conservative about Kelly. There's nothing conservative about assassinating doctors who perform abortions. There's nothing conservative about appearing with someone who was at the January 6th insurrection. And then afterwards you say, I'm not bothered by the association with him, even though this fellow Pressler called it the largest civil rights protest in American history. But, you know, Kelly has a history like this. Kelly was on the payroll of the Republican Party till December. This is March, almost April, almost the election. Until December, he was on the payroll of the Republican Party. And I'm going to ask him again on the air, are you still on the payroll? Or do you have a promise of some sort that if you don't win this race, you're going to go back on the payroll? This guy is a paid member of the Republican Party staff. He's also the guy that went around the state with Gableman saying that the last election where Joe Biden won in Wisconsin, there was fraud and he shouldn't have been certified. And because he's a lawyer, Kelly was the one that worked as a lawyer with the Republican Party in Wisconsin on the fake electors trying to get Pence to call off the certification. This is who is being proposed against Janet Protasiewicz for the Supreme Court. This is very simple. If Kelly were elected, there would be gerrymandered maps until the year 2030. Right now it's 2023, 7 more years. And then a gerrymandered legislature in 2030 would gerrymander it again till 2040. And then in 2040, a gerrymandered legislature would gerrymander it to 2050. We'd have it for the foreseeable future. Even though the Democrats get half of the or more of the legislative votes, they get a third of the legislature. About a third of the legislature. That's not democracy. Janet Protasiewicz has said very clearly and bluntly, she said, the day after I am sworn in, bring a gerrymander lawsuit. She's invited that. And if she is elected, it'll be 4-3. They say Democrat and Republican. It really is 4-3. People with integrity, people with who would be seen as independent in the past, even conservative. There's nothing conservative about getting rid of democracy. Democracy itself was a conservative principle in the 18th century. And I mean getting rid of monarchy and having people decide. People can decide on conservative elected representatives if it's a fair map. That's not what's happening here. That's not what's happening here. And the other thing is, there is going to be a presidential election in 2024. In 2024, it looks like Biden will be the Democratic nominee, and it's very possible that Trump will be, and if he isn't, DeSantis will be. And I think Biden will win in Wisconsin again. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court may not certify that election. This last time, it was 4-3. The only reason that Joe Biden got certified and held up his victory in Wisconsin is because Brian Hagedorn, who is a conservative justice, but has integrity, has read the Constitution, and he voted with the other three, the three so-called Democrats, to certify Joe Biden. Gableman went prowling around the state looking for fraud with Kelly after that, and they didn't find any. The three justices who were not going to certify Joe Biden were doing it without any evidence of fraud whatsoever. They were doing it to benefit the Republican Party. In this last gubernatorial election, you remember, as Evers against Michaels, And I don't know if you remember what Michael said at the end, towards the end of the election cycle, just before the election itself, the election day. He said, if I am elected, a Republican will never lose an election again in Wisconsin. Well, how did that work out for him? It worked out bad for him because Evers won, and he won by a comfortable margin. People do not like rigged elections. People do not like the idea that even if somebody wins an election, the guy who lost will be put into office by a partisan court. That's what I call a rigged election. They call a rigged election any election that's won by a Democrat. I call a rigged election one in which the winner doesn't get put into the position because of a partisan court. I don't care, quite frankly, if a Democrat or Republican wins it. Yeah, I'm a Democrat. I was the chairman of the party for two terms. I'm a Democrat. But I've seen Republicans I've respected a lot. I respect Liz Cheney. I respect Adam Kinzinger. I respected the fact that Mitt Romney voted to convict Donald Trump on two impeachment opportunities. So it's really a question of core democracy. And that's what we have here. That's what's the issue in this race. And in the debate, you saw the debate last, I think it was Wednesday, the other day. And Janet came on, Judge Janet, who's terrific, and said, what's at stake here is our democracy. She was not kidding. Gerrymandering isn't at stake. A gerrymandered legislature is not a democracy. Voss would never be speaker. In fact, Voss wouldn't be elected if he were in a 50-50 district. Most, perhaps all, of the Republican legislature would not be elected in a 50-50 district. And some Democrats would not be elected in a 50-50 district. What you want is a legislature that reflects the state. The other thing that she was referring to on that statement, democracy's at stake, is very, very simple. With the Republicans and a majority in the Supreme Court, if Kelly gets on, and you can, I always like to count on Brian Hagedorn, but there's a lot of political pressure on him too. Republican justices have shown, and I accept Brian Hagedorn from this statement, but the others have shown that they will not certify a Democrat who wins. Look, this is the state of Fighting Bob La Follette. Fighting Bob La Follette was a Republican. But he became a progressive Republican because the stalwarts were up to their old tricks. They were the ones, the corporations and the railroads, that strangled the state in the late 19th century, and Fighting Bob rose up to beat him. But he was a Republican. Gaylord Nelson was a Republican, a progressive. In 1949, he was at that terrific convention in Green Bay when they merged, progressive Republicans merged with the Democratic Party. And the two Democratic leaders were Pat Lucey and Bill Proxmire, and the Republican leader was Gaylord Nelson. Those days, unfortunately, are in the past, and we're going to restore them. I'm very, very tired of this, of the Kellys and the Bosses and all this crowd. Very tired of it. Get out and vote. It's a week from Tuesday. Get out and vote. Vote. You can vote in person, absentee now. Make a voting plan. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 4 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Lows around 31 tonight, under overcast skies with snow likely. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, snow likely, 37. Lows around 25 tomorrow night. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines in order. Lines are alive. We're going to start with Nick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Nick. What's in your mind today?
Hey, it's great to finally get through. I could never write your number down fast enough, and I finally got it. I unfortunately listened to Kelly on public radio the other day, and a bunch of us asked, would they ask about him explaining his role in the alternate electors? And she said, yeah, it would just be kind of a group call because a lot of you wanted to know. I said, well, thank you very much. And they asked him about Gableman and him going across the state, and he said, that's a lie. And then she said, yeah, but what about the electors? And all he said was, nope. And that was it. That was all public radio. And they went after Janet pretty hard, almost harder than him. And I guess what I'd like to ask the guy is, when he gets on the court, he keeps saying, I just do the law, just the law. That other stuff is legislative. When I look at it, the law. Well, if it comes across your desk in your group for the maps, what do you think about the maps? I mean, you know, I mean, democracy, right. Having people's votes counted.
Right. Well, Nick, you're raising some
taxation without representation.
Right. Right. Let me respond to that, Nick. Let me just grab hold of something you said, because it's very important and I want to run with it. When he said that it's a lie that he went around the state with Gableman, that's been reported so often. It really has been reported so often. He did go around the state. He knows Gableman. And he thought that he said it was a fraudulent election. Okay, he said that. Now, if he says that's a lie, okay, let's ask the next question. If you didn't think it was a fraudulent election, why did you work with the Republican Party to set up the fake electors? Fake means fake. There were real electors who were elected in the Capitol the same day. Voss and Fitzgerald ginned up a conference room, told everybody not to publicize it and to show up and be sneaky about it, secretive. Why would you have to be sneaky and secretive? But they were fake electors. And he was one of the ones that advised them to get Pence. Remember that? To get Pence to say, oh, I have two sets of electors. This is like 1876 when Rutherford Hayes ran against Sam Tilden, blah, blah, blah. Baloney. Baloney. So, Nick, thanks for calling. But I mean, really what it comes down to is very simple. If this guy said he didn't go around with Gableman and he didn't make any predetermined decision that somehow there was fraud, and if he was asked about fake electors and he said nope, I got news. He took $120,000 in payment in fees for advising them on the fake electors. Then give the $120,000 back. you can't, in a Supreme Court race, flat out lie to people. If they say, what about the fake electors? And he goes, nope. If he comes out later with a sneaky thing and goes, when I meant nope, I meant nope, I won't answer it. That's pretty darn sneaky. If you're not going to answer it, say I won't answer it. But by saying nope, you give the impression that you didn't do it. And he took 120 grand. He took 120 grand. He did it. He did it guilty as charged. Yeah, and then on Janet. Janet's terrific. I mean, Janet, I've known Janet for 40 years. I know her husband. He was a law school classmate of mine, good man, Greg Sell. She can handle herself. She was a prosecutor for over 20 years in Milwaukee County. Really bad crimes, murder, sexual assault, gangs, and all that kind of thing. She's been around the block. She can handle it. She knows criminal law better than anybody on the Supreme Court right now, and certainly better than this Kelly character. And she'll be great. And she has said, bring a gerrymander lawsuit the day after I am sworn in. And what did he say about that? He made a predetermined decision. He said, I'm not going to overrule gerrymander. That's a political decision. No, it's not a constitutional decision. Thanks for calling, Nick. Okay. We're going to start on the next theme, and then we are probably going to spill over afterwards. Donald Trump has continued to incite violence. He posted a picture of himself holding a baseball bat next to the head of Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor in Manhattan. And Trump has, repeated terrorist calls for his cult to, quote, remove, end quote, quote, the animal, end quote, Alvin Bragg, and use a baseball bat, as Keith Olbermann, former anchor, put it that way. But he's telling the truth. Trump has called on social media Bragg an animal and a psychopath who has to be removed. On social media, he came out and said, if I am arrested, there will be potential death and destruction, quote, end quote. This is Donald Trump saying that. And then he said of Alvin Bragg, he's a degenerate psychopath who hates the USA. This is violent talk. This is violent talk. If you said that, if you or anybody else and said that about a district attorney who is just even investigating issuing criminal charges against you, you've committed a felony. Donald Trump has committed a felony by posting a baseball bat next to Bragg's head, saying he's an animal, that he's a crazed, degenerate psychopath who hates the United States, and there will be death and destruction if his people don't do something about it. That's talk right out of January 6th. Talk right out of January 6th. And then he's holding on Saturday, tomorrow, a rally in Waco, Texas. And it's been described that he's sending out bat signals for violence there. I think this he's getting out over his skis here a little bit. 30 Texas Republican leaders said they won't attend. They're all chicken. Oh, we like Trump. We like Trump, but we got a schedule change. I got to give a speech at a flower show somewhere. But he calls Bragg an animal and human scum. That's got to stop. Some prosecutor has got to prosecute him for a felony threat to a prosecutor. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, welcome to Canada in the House of Commons.
President Biden has been speaking to Canadian lawmakers, saying the world needs the U.S. and Canada working together, whether it be to help Ukraine or to help build a stronger North American economy.
The United States chooses to link our future with Canada because we know that we'll find no better partner. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. No more reliable ally no more steady friend.
The U.S. says it's retaliated after an attack on Americans in Syria. The U.S. attack killing at least 14 people. National Security spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby.
If they keep doing it, then we're going to have to keep, again, protecting ourselves.
Kirby says the initial drone attack by an Iranian militia group wounded five American troops. It also killed a U.S. contractor. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Southeast Wisconsin could be in for a lot of wet and heavy snow tomorrow. Forecasters predict 5 to 8 inches of snow from Janesville, east to Kenosha, and north to Manitowoc. Madison and the Fox Valley should get 1 to 5 inches. It's supposed to come down fast enough to make roads slippery for a time, but it's warm enough that the snow won't stay on the ground for long. Majority Republicans on the Wisconsin State Building Commission are rejecting every recommendation in Governor Evers' capital budget request. Evers' capital budget request is the largest in at least a decade, coming in at almost $4 billion. Republicans are expected to approve a shorter list of building requests later this year. That's what they've been doing in the recent past. In sports, the Bucks are at Utah tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-208-1312 for a free consultation. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now, 800-208-1312. Call now.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The train a coming, it's rolling around a bit.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there have been some developments in who is being ordered to testify, in the special counsel Jack Smith's investigation. And a judge just rejected claim of executive privilege that Trump put in to try to block the depositions, block the interviews of his senior staff. And here's who it was. Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, lost. John Ratcliffe, he was the director of national security, bad news, lost. Robert O'Brien, former NSA director, lost. Stephen Miller, they remember him. He was the kind of special assistant on immigration. And he's so weird. Remember, Saturday Night Live used to have a skit where there'd be three people or four people sitting around, Giuliani and others, and then there'd be a basket. And then somebody would say, who's supposedly Trump, you know, Giuliani, what do you think? This one, what do you think? They say, Stephen Miller, what do you think? and suddenly there'd be some music and a cobra would come up out of the basket. I mean, Stephen Miller is a strange ranger. And Dan Scavino, deputy chief of staff. Trump will probably appeal it, tie it up. But here's the deal. And one of the concerns I have, Jack Smith, good prosecutor, good guy, but how serious is this? Right now, we're almost in April. The first debate is in August. There is evidence up the wazoo of what happened. There's evidence up the wazoo of January 6th. There's evidence up the wazoo of the guys Trump's taking classified documents and then hiding them, lying about them, and then transferring them. You know, not just inadvertently taking some. Okay, then return it. That's fine. But lying about it, obstructing. Plenty of evidence is a phone call of his blackmailing, trying to blackmail to extort Raffensperger in Georgia, saying that if you don't find me 11,000 some odd votes, you could be criminally prosecuted. I mean, if there are these continual demands, subpoenas for more testimony, which Trump will then appeal and just take it as far as he can, and then these characters go in and take the fifth, when is there going to be a criminal prosecution? And by the way, with Alvin Bragg, I mean, Alvin Bragg, I'm glad to see that he's finally doing something. But Alvin Bragg is the guy that overruled prosecutors a year ago, two of the best in New York who were about to prosecute Trump. And now it turns out that the grand jury won't even look at it again till next week sometime. And it isn't sure then what they will do. How much is Alvin Bragg really pushing this? How much is he doing this to give the impression that he wants to prosecute Trump? Trump is a master at making publicity and money out of nothing. Out of bad news for him. Here's a guy who's being sued by a woman, Jean Carroll, who alleges that he raped her. Here's a guy who's under investigation for the Raffensperger thing, the classified documents thing, January 6th. The porn star hush money, and the guy is getting publicity out of it. That's all he's doing. I'm being cynical about this, but I don't think too cynical. I don't think too cynical. He's the guy that said, well, I'm going to be arrested Tuesday. And then there's a website, and I think it's called Fake Shots or something, where the people, they gin up these fake videos and fake pictures. They had pictures of Trump being chased by New York City cops. They had pictures of him being wrestled to the ground. There are pictures of Melania Trump looking sorrowful and screaming. It's all fake. And he raised millions of dollars off of that. And he ginned up his crowd. It's all fake. And then this is great. Here's another one. Evan Corcoran, his lawyer, has now been ordered to testify against the attorney-client privilege defense. Evan Corcoran now has to testify in the special counsel and give him the documents that he had with Trump under the fraud crime exception. What's that? If you're a lawyer, there's an attorney-client privilege, except if you were part of talking about fraud or a crime. And that's what the special counsel has successfully pushed. He's going to be asked about the May 11th Department of Justice subpoena that Trump lied about. Corcoran signed a certification drafted by another lawyer, Bob, saying that all of the documents have been turned over. They're going to ask him what steps he took, why he thought all documents were in the storage room, which was what he said when they finally turned some over. He asked about a June 24 phone call with Trump. And that's about the subpoena for the surveillance material. And here's a little wrinkle that reminds you of Watergate. Apparently, there are audio tapes. And he has handwritten notes about the audio tapes. He asked about that. This is great, guys, but this is March of 2023. The first debate is August. The primaries and all of that are right starting in January. When is this going to result in something? We're going to go to the lines. We're in order. Do not hang up. Beth of Valparaiso, Indiana. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Beth?
Hi, Matt. I'm so glad to discover these civic stations here down in Indiana. And I just wanted to say that what you led into my point exactly. It's 2023, and what concerns me a lot more, I'm not worried about these mostly people my age and older. I'm in the late 50s, and I don't, you know, I'm not worried about the boots of the insurrection rising up again. I think they're a very small segment of our society. However, I'm worried that no one is taking enough control of the suits of this insurrection. And I'm worried about, you know, the Secret Service guys. That what is the guy that's still in charge of Secret Service who deleted all those messages? And what about all the people in DOJ that have allegedly been holding back all these investigations? And what about the fact that, you know, we got to remember we're still on the knife's edge. A few states go the wrong way by 50,000 votes, and Trump or someone like him could get in the next election. And we need to be, we've got to just undo this thing from its underpinnings. And I'd like you to comment on why you think the Biden folks and the Democrats aren't really, you know, getting rid of Jerome Powell and, you know what I mean, doing some things, getting rid of the traitors in the DOJ and stuff, and things that they need to do to really set this ship aright.
Right. Excellent question. Let me, thanks for calling, Beth. I'm going to boil that down and answer each of those questions. First of all, the fellow that in the Secret Service that deleted emails and all of that kind of thing, that was the guy who then retired, because he's the one who basically lied. Remember Casey Hutchinson, how great she was? And Casey Hutchinson said that he told her that Trump fought, grabbed the steering wheel and wanted to go to the Capitol. And then he lied about it, but he didn't lie under oath, and he retired. The second thing is the Secret Service detail assigned to Biden, believe it or not, had been essentially the one assigned to Trump. And some of them were, frankly, they liked Trump and they were loyal to him. And Biden said, no way. And Biden replaced them and he put loyal people in. Third, when it comes to the DOJ, the people at the top of the DOJ, in my view, are loyal. But there are career people who in the DOJ, you can't just fire them. However, I'm thinking of guys like Louis DeJoy, the head of the post office. I mean, why the hell, you know, and Biden has already had an appointment to the board. They could fire the guy. This is the guy that scrapped all, remember this, the speed machines, so that he could delay absentee ballots in Philadelphia and other big cities. Why is that clown still there? I agree with you. Why is the clown still there? Biden has done everything he can to weed out the no good nicks in the government. But if you're president of the United States, think of what he has. He has Ukraine. He has Taiwan. He has immigration. He has everything. He has people in the Republican Party stabbing in the back on the debt ceiling. So he has to rely, frankly, on his cabinet. And, you know, I basically like his cabinet, but some of them are tougher than others. But thanks a lot for calling in. And the final thing I will say before I go to the next caller is this. You know, I repeat what you just said. When is there going to be a prosecution? It's possible that Alvin Bragg is slow rolling this thing to give himself cover and isn't going to prosecute him. Now, you know, it's going to the grand jury again next week. How many misdemeanors in New York do you think ever go to a grand jury? There are thousands of them every day. How many felonies? None. You don't have to go to a grand jury to charge someone. Alvin Bragg could charge him. But he's what, tickling him under a chin with a turkey feather and talking about this stuff? How long is this going to go on? Jack Smith, I like Jack Smith, but, you know, Meadows and some of these people took the fifth already. What makes you think they're not going to charge? You know, charge. Just have a cavalry bugle and charge. Thanks a lot. Excellent call. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Oh, that was a nice call and a nice response. So I'll head in a little bit different direction here. The Beatles had a song, Here Comes the Sun. Bon Jovi sang it after Biden beat Trump. I sat in my chair with some whiskey and ice and a couple of olives, and that song rings true. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that Biden's the president. I hope I get to. In fact, when Janet P. beats Kelly, I'm going to sit in my chair with a glass of whiskey, some ice, and a couple of olives, and I'm going to listen to that song 4 or 5 times. Here Comes the Sun, Bon Jovi. It's a Beatles song. It's a beautiful song. But you're right. It's slow rolling this Trump thing, and it's kind of sad. But I try to stay on a happy note today. Here comes the sun. So, all right. Have a great weekend, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah. Well, that's a very upbeat call. I like it. Here's the deal. Janet is going to win. But remember, the election's a week from Tuesday, guys. Get out there and vote. You can vote absentee. You can vote absentee in person right now. Do it. Log in there some votes. But the other thing is the Republican slime machine is in full force. They do it. It's like a 2-minute drill in football. They do it the last, you know, in football, they do it in 2 minutes. Here, they do it in the last 10 days. They will dump buckets of slime on her, and they continue to do it, lying in their ads and so forth. Remember something. Be resolved. Be disciplined. Go and vote. The purpose of the slime machine in the Republican Party in the last 10 days is not to switch votes from Janet to Kelly. That's not, they're never going to convince anybody to do that. The purpose of the slime machine is to make everybody so disgusted they won't vote. A lot of data that shows that the lower the turnout, the better Republicans do. Even extremist Republicans, even a guy like Kelly, who appears talking right after a guy who advocated the murder of doctors who perform abortions. Murder, called the justifiable homicide. This is Kelly, who posted himself on video with this Pressler guy there at January 6th, who said it was a civil rights demonstration, and said he's very comfortable being with the guy. This is Kelly, who was on the paid staff of the Republican Party, $120,000, and was advising them on fake electors, and now lies about it and said, nope. Come on. I mean, if we want to get rid of gerrymandering, you vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If you don't, you vote for Kelly. He's already said he will not change gerrymandering. If you want whoever wins the 2024 election to be certified in Wisconsin, who wins the Wisconsin election, Democrat or Republican, Janet Protasiewicz will do it. If you want somebody who will only certify a Republican, and even if the Democrat wins, he'll certify the Republican anyway, and say, well, this is like 1876 with Rutherford Hayes against Sam Tilden, then vote for Kelly. It's as simple as that. Pay no attention to the slime. No attention to the slime. And that's it. A week from Tuesday. Some of the slime is already happening. Down in Arizona, Carrie Lake appealed, and the Supreme Court just ruled in her favor on one thing. It's not going to change the governor down there, but she argued that there should have been signature verification of the absentee ballots in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix. The Arizona Supreme Court said yes. That's stupid and dangerous. There are thousands of them, and they're going to bring in an expert on handwriting for every one, or subpoena whoever's ballot it was to say that was mine. They are doing this to tie up. They're doing this to tie up voting process. There was no fraud down there. Stand by on that one. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW 18.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 4 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Lows around 31 tonight, under cloudy skies, with snow likely. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, snow likely 37. Lows around 25 tomorrow night. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for the great show. I just want to remind everybody that only you can prevent the destruction of our democracy. Only you can give our children hope for the future, fighting back against books being banned, fighting back against women's rights being taken away and putting women at risk every day. Only you can fight against the discrimination going on in our state. Only you can prevent Wisconsin manufacturers and that group from making our laws in our state that can pollute your drinking water and other things. Only you can do this. And it takes every gall darn one of us. Call your neighbors, call your friends, and get them out to vote. Because the only way that we can stop this in our state and therefore our country is to get our butts out there and vote for Janet Protasiewicz and for Jody.
Right.
And I only know her from her Habish Seneca. Because she's an environmental woman, and she cares about our state. Otherwise, she wouldn't run. And you guys need to do this for us, because there's nothing we can do after this is over.
No, you're right, Jean. Let me jump in on that, because those two races are key. Janet Protasiewicz running against Daniel Kelly. Got to vote for Janet. But you mentioned another one. That's the Senate District 8, number 8, in the northern Milwaukee suburbs and northwestern Milwaukee suburbs. That is a gerrymandered Republican seat that's roughly 55-45, 53-47. And the Republican running is this guy, Knodl, K-N-O-D-L, who's an election denier. He's the guy that was signed on begging Pence to not certify the election. This guy is bad news, very bad news. He's a Trumper. Now, our candidate, the Democrat, is Jody Habersinikin. And I know her. I met her. She's very good. She is an environmental lawyer. She's a married woman with four children, great family, and she has worked very hard on environmental issues. Remember something else, that the Republicans, at the behest of the manufacturers, have essentially enabled forever chemicals to penetrate our water and wells in most areas of the state. In a lot of streams, rivers, lakes, you can only eat but one fish a week or a month. And quite frankly, I'm not interested in eating any cancer fish. We now have cancer water when we had some of the cleanest water in the country. Some of these forever chemicals have gotten into Green Bay and Lake Michigan. Jody Habersinikin is not only would be a great senator, state senator, but there are two other things. Number one, environmental issues or stuff she knows about and has worked on very hard. But even more so is this. If she wins, they will not have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. If she does not win, the Republicans will have a veto-proof majority in the state Senate, and they're two seats off from having it in this assembly, too. And if they ever get a veto-proof majority, It doesn't matter who's governor. It doesn't matter if Evers vetoes it. One other quick thing I want to raise. The debt ceiling is coming up. The Republicans are bearing down by trying to, in effect, wreck the economy. They're becoming more committed than ever to blowing up the economy. The chairman of the Budget Committee is Jody Arenton of Texas, and he said 2 months ago, we are going to use this as a bargaining chip that could turn out to be dangerous. And then just the other day after Silicon Valley, he says, I believe it has to be done now. This is the best time to do it. There are a couple of Republicans in this state, Gallagher and Stile in particular. If they go along with this and we default on our debts and our paper is no good, this Republican Party has sabotaged our country. We're going quick to the lines for last call. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
As they used to say, here's a fact, Jack. If the Republicans win, kiss democracy goodbye. Keep all your memories, because you won't recognize the country you're living in, because they will tell you what you can read. They will tell women what they can do with their body. They will make sure that more than enough guns are passed out to everybody. They'll make sure that they focus that the border is all Biden's fault when nobody knows this. But DeSantis has more people coming ashore than I think Abbott does in Texas. But they want to talk about this. And you won't hear them, because all you'll hear is like Fox News. Now, Fox is not news. They're far from it. They're a propaganda-based group that befriends Soviet Russia. But people don't hear this. We're here to help you. Oh, we're going to do that. They've destroyed our water. You just talked about it. They destroy our education. We all know how that's happening. They're destroying medicine because Dr. Fauci should be in jail, according to them. Well, you shouldn't wear a mask because you might get infected. But they just are destroying everything that we hold true as Americans. So it isn't the Democrats against Republicans. It's America against the Republicans. Remember, the mega people and Trump stood with Putin against the FBI, CIA, Pentagon, Joint Chiefs. I can go on and on. They picked Russia. Yet we keep letting these criminals run these kangaroo courts on TV, investigating this and investigating that. They should be in jail. They took an oath of office and they failed. So with voting just around the corner, remember, if you care about democracy, vote against Republicans, period. Thank you. Have a great weekend, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. And for everybody's benefit, Bill is a former Republican. He's a gun owner. He's a hunter. But enough's enough. And he doesn't believe in commie government. Neither do I. And it's an impolite way of putting it. When the Republicans are trying to destroy democracy, they are pushing commie government. Tucker Carlson's show appears regularly on Russian state TV. And then they go, this guy speaks for all the anchors in the United States. It's treason. He's Axis Sally is what he is. Or Tokyo Rose. Remember them? The fact is that, we have a choice between democracy and commie government. And everything I've described, what these characters are doing, is to push us towards commie government. We're coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Everybody have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now's the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $119 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-711-6818 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. 800-711-6818.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.